Let's talk about a couple of cases of metastatic disease. Brian, have you got a case you can present?
Okay, 31-year-old, two young children, history of mastitis after breastfeeding, large right red breast, matted axillary lymph nodes, bone pain, and a tender liver. CEA of 54, CA 15-3 of 311. CT of the brain showed mottled cortical destruction of the bone with dural thickening and lytic lesions in the skull. Bone scan was diffusely positive in multiple areas, and the CT of the liver showed multiple liver lesions. She had a skin biopsy which showed dermal lymphatics, inflammatory ductal carcinoma grade 3, ER negative, PR negative, HER2 positive.
So were you viewing her as an inflammatory breast cancer?
Well, it was metastatic because she got the
disease. But that the primary
we
was...
We would have regarded the primary as being inflammatory, yes.
How old was she?
31.
What did her breast look like?
One large red breast.
And again, do you think this exploded overnight or was not looked into?
There was definitely a component of significant delay here, Neil. Significantly delayed, yes.
What a tragic case.
Tragic case.
And what do you think was going on in the brain? Metastatic disease?
No, we think this was bony disease. The case was presented at a tumor board basically because of dural thickening for consideration of whether we should be giving radiation to that area.
Interesting.
But you think that that was reactive in response
to the
bone?
We think it was reactive from the bone, good. Not within the brain.
And what were her symptoms, if any, from the disease?
She had bony pain throughout the body, multiple sites, plus a tender liver, as well as some pain from the breast.
Any bones that were close to breaking or so thin that you were concerned about it?
At this moment in time, no.